The Road to Honor, Power, and Wealth. This speech to the students of the Institute of Technology, delivered at the Masaryk Academy of Labor in Prague in 1927, contains a brief, concise opinion of Thomas Butter on education, as well as on the purpose of work and enterprising. My speech today should stir up your enthusiasm for entrepreneurship. I would like to arouse that enthusiasm, particularly in you, the young students of the Institute of Technology, as you will have the best opportunity to create wealth for yourselves and for others in the shortest time possible. Production and enterprising, conducted in the spirit of service to the public, is a source of honor and power for everybody, as well as the only source of individual and general wealth. A well-shod person has a better resistance to discomfort and accidents, and is more capable of earning money than a barefooted one. Without being more tired, a cyclist reaches the same destination 4 times faster than a pedestrian. Without any fatigue, an automobilist moves 15 times faster than a pedestrian. It lights him enormously to release and put at his service the power of an entire pack of horses by merely pressing down a pedal. Even greater elation is felt by a pilot when he sees frightened birds fleeing from a new, terrifying bird, a human. The same birds whose wings humans envied from times immemorial. In our enterprise, a well-trained adult man earns at present in 8 hours enough to buy a pair of shoes, while before the war, he had to work 30 hours to pay for the same shoes. We are proud that our common efforts enabled us to equal the output and services of the best American shoemaking enterprises, and according to our plans, we should surpass them considerably by 1928. A man employed in an American automobile plant earns in 50 to 60 days enough to buy a car. In our country, due to general lack of enterprising spirit, he needs 600 hours. I hope that you all agree that it is our duty to become strong and wealthy, that you agree with the motto, poverty, lame excuse, wealth, duty. Well then, become entrepreneurs right away. Do not wait to finish your studies. A student entrepreneur should first establish a solid economic base a successful entrepreneur cannot do without. He should elaborate a budget for a fraction of this year, as well as for next year with the device. Earn a lot, spend prudently, and only then start saving. Youth should invest, old age should save. The expenses page of our budget should not include unprofitable luxuries. Do not be tempted to spend only according to a full or empty pocket. Nobody should complain about lack of success had he not previously established his economic goal, made appropriate plans, and a firm resolution to stick to them. If the income page displays an item from the parents, we should make a definite agreement with them. Income in form of clothing, etc., should be converted into money, because it does not become an entrepreneur to have his mother buy his clothes. I knew people with academic degrees in their pockets, totally unaware of the simplest facts of daily life, such as the price of clothing they had on, or what they spent the year before. Yet already a 9-year-old boy should know that much and be encouraged to independent economic thinking. Income from parents should go to the column of gifts. However, the most contemplated should be the items resulting from our work, from services rendered to the society. Every technology student should have during his studies a small workshop where he could put into practice all the theory he acquired. The work in his shop should represent the principal item on the income page. It should teach him resourcefulness, a most essential quality for an entrepreneur, useful indeed for any type of work. The most specialized literature in the world cannot help a mechanic to jack a part, too heavy for him, into the vise, if there is no jacking equipment in the workshop. This is his work problem, and he has to find a way how to solve it. Resourcefulness is a quality that must be acquired already in youth. It can be done, though, only by practice at work, never at school. School is a wisdom tree, and everything we learn there gives us great power. Without resourcefulness, however, that power cannot be fully exploited. And in order to do that, we have to first find out how to go about it. Our entrepreneurship and the usefulness of our work may go about it. Our income should be the indicator of our entrepreneurship and the usefulness of our work at the present and of our wealth or poverty in the future. A man supported till his maturity by his family and the state will have a hard time to learn to serve himself and others, all his knowledge notwithstanding. Only technology is conducive to increase wealth, and I strongly believe that an engineer who within the first year of his studies did not improve a tool or an equipment serving people and earning money should consider it a proof that he has no talent whatsoever for this type of work.